previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
I know the launch codes for each of the subs, but in order for them to be activated, it would have to be matched by a code punched in by a general at the Pentagon. Whoa, that's weird.
What is?
The car's coming straight at me. What are you doing? Stop!
The emergency line never received a call about an accident in that area at that time, or any time today.
Huh?
The accident was a distraction. Jason was kidnapped.
Hi, Jason.
Jillian?
I'm an agent with the NSA. You're coming with me.
Could you pick up some aspirin? I've got a throbbing headache.
I joined the NSA because of those nudges from God.
Really?
And all this time, I thought you grew up in the circus.
If you want to help, you can keep an eye out for Skye Feldstein.
Skye?
She's tied to the kidnapping in some way.
Huh?
I'm just not sure how at this point.
I saw her 20 minutes ago. She was leaving town.
A conventional warhead missile was launched from a Navy submarine in the Indian Ocean. HQ said you know the codes, Jason.
Yeah, I've been on the assignment for over 10 years.
Did your kidnappers ask you for them?
No.
Were you at the Pentagon earlier this week? They found your fingerprints there.
What?
That can't be.
I'm sorry, I need to arrest you.
What? Wait a minute, it's Lily. Please, hold on until we hear what she says, Jillian. What happened?
I don't even know. We were studying how neurons in the brain communicate with each other. They fire electrical impulses in particular patterns, kind of like Morse code, and we wanted to see if there was a way to read them.
And? Is there?
We were working on a device, but it was never completed.
What kind of device?
A tiny computer chip, essentially. It could be implanted into a patient's brain and interact with, even reconfigure these signals.
Jason, were you ever unconscious after you were taken away in the ambulance?
Almost immediately, but I'm not sure how long I was out. Can a person feel the device after it's been inserted?
No, not at all. Though they'll have a bad headache for a while.
A headache?
Oh,
Jason.
I'm the leak. They're reading my brain.
No, I understand. Yes, sir. Immediately.
So what did the NSA say?
They're sending agents to retrieve you.
You can't let him be taken away.
He's a threat to national security, whether it's accidental or not.
But it won't do any good to hold him. He can still think, and that's enough to give deadly information to Dervishi.
Can we knock him out? I don't know, hit him with a chair or something?
Thanks, Connie. Love you, too.
He can still think while unconscious or sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that'll help at all right now is to either kill me, which I'd prefer not, or get this device out of my head.
Brain surgery?
If that's what it takes.
First, we need to confirm there's actually a device in there and then figure out what to do with it.
I'm sorry, Jason. I can't let you go anywhere. I have to do my job.
But you know he didn't do anything wrong.
Apparently, he was also breaching security in the Pentagon. Could the device cause you to do that without even realizing it?
I don't know.
It's a 90-minute flight from here. You could have gone earlier this week.
Well, was there any surveillance footage of Jason?
They're still going through it, but someone who's familiar with the building would know how to avoid the cameras.
But they haven't found anything yet.
No, but his fingerprints were there, so that's proof enough.
Unless someone took his fingerprints.
The envelope from the antique shop.
Oh, of course. That's what they were stealing.
Who? What?
Whoever broke into the antique shop wasn't after merchandise or money.
The fiddling with the cash register we heard was him getting Jason's fingerprints off the keys.
Then the thief handed off the prints so they could be transferred onto the computer at the Pentagon.
Is that even possible?
With the right equipment and enough know-how, yes, it is.
Wow.
Jillian, now do you believe me?
It doesn't matter what I believe. I still have an assignment.
But you know what will happen. It'll take a while for the feds to get Jason back to headquarters for questioning. Then there'll be a lengthy interrogation.
And the whole time, someone will be reading my brain and getting access to the codes.
Three missiles could go off before they realize where the real threat is.
They're 2 minutes away.
Please, Jillian, you have to get me to the hospital so I can have this device removed. Every second matters.
All right, let's go. My car's parked across the street.
Thank you.
Agent One, I'm still missing six numbers.
Just go in more intensely. Get him thinking about the rest of those numbers. Whatever you have to do, the launching of this missile is imperative to the mission. Dervishi here. 27DK422WQ. That's all we have. I understand, sir, but we are almost there. It shouldn't take much longer. Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'll handle it.
Jillian, how are you going to explain this to the NSA?
I'll figure it out later.
I'll text Dr. Calhoun and see if he'll meet us at the hospital.
This is starting to make sense now. They kidnapped Jason to insert the device, but since then, they haven't really cared where he is.
No point in re-kidnapping me when they're already holding my brain hostage. That's likely why it was so easy to rescue me.
Easy? The guy outweighed me by about 300 pounds. But yes, it wasn't as complicated as one might expect.
How are you feeling, Jason?
Well, it's like I have this tickle in my brain. I'm trying to think about other things, but my thoughts keep going back to the submarines.
Don't they already have the codes they need?
Well, clearly they got the Fairplay code, but I'm guessing they're still working on getting the Oraton one. It's pretty lengthy.
Which means you've got to stop thinking.
We have to get your brain focused on other things. Connie, talk to him.
About what?
Anything not related to the things he's not supposed to be thinking about.
Okay, favorite foods. Mine are waffles, pickle relish, sandwiches. Oh, and speaking of sandwiches, there's this new sub shop. Not a sub.
Maybe try something else.
Right. Okay, I talked with Eugene and Katrina yesterday, and Katrina's thinking about taking on a new sub position.
No,
she's not. A temporary teacher position. But I wasn't sure what subject.
Oh, really?
You're not very good at this, Connie.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do it. It's like this sub... Conscious.
Oh, Connie!
Sorry. Okay, that's it. World War III's about to start, and I'll be the one to blame.
Jason, sing some songs or recite poetry in your head.
Right.
The agency keeps calling me.
You're going to have to answer it at some point.
Dr. Calhoun says he's at the hospital. He'll meet us in the lobby.
Good.
Then maybe we can get Jason taken care of before the feds catch up with us.
Dr. Calhoun said he would meet us here.
Yes, thank you. I understand, sir. Goodbye.
Well, what did they say?
Well, I convinced the NSA to give the go-ahead on some testing.
Oh, good.
But they'll be keeping a close watch. And I've been put on administrative leave.
Why?
I disobeyed orders.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jillian.
I'm not. It was the right thing to do. I just hope we got here in time.
Oh, there he is. Joseph!
Hi, Whit.
Thank you for meeting us.
Of course. I called Dr. Graham as you suggested, and she filled me in.
Can you take this thing out?
First, we need to figure out exactly what it is. We'll perform a CT scan and an MRI to figure out structure, size, and location. I've already reserved a room. They're waiting for you.
Dr. Calhoun, have you ever done an operation like this before?
Tumors, yes. Devices, no. But fortunately, Dr. Rusk is back with us today.
Has he recovered from the attack?
And eager to work. He'll be a great person to consult with on this case. His experience far exceeds mine.
Oh, I'm glad you'll have help.
Follow me. We'll explain everything. Dr. Rusk is one of the finest neurosurgeons in the country. He trained me back in the day.
One of my favorite residents.
Oh, well, we appreciate you being here, Dr. Rusk.
Well, you helped me after I was attacked. Now it's my opportunity to return the favor. It's quite the interesting case.
So there's definitely something in there?
Yes, minuscule in size, but situated directly onto the hippocampus. I've heard of research being done in the development of such components, but I didn't know they actually existed.
You can remove it, though, right?
To be frank, I'm not comfortable with that.
But you have to.
Let me explain another option.
There's another option.
The device receives and translates thoughts by measuring neurons that are passing between the hippocampus and the cerebellum, creating synaptic connections. This information is then transmitted to the receiver, presumably whoever is responsible for implanting it.
We have an idea who that is.
But if we can disable the transmitter, we wouldn't need to remove the device, at least not immediately.
Huh. Well, how can you disable it?
Basically, another injection that short-circuits it, but wouldn't be harmful to Jason's brain.
But we're not even sure about the technology used on the device. How would we know how to short-circuit it?
We can take an educated guess. You can see behind Jason's ear here where it was injected. We'd use that same location.
Once you do this, can you be certain that it worked?
Nearly.
Nearly certain isn't enough.
You have to understand, Mr. Whittaker. One fraction of a millimeter off in a brain surgery, and you'd be comatose forever. This could easily kill you. And as this is something no one has ever dealt with before, there are other unknowns, variables that we wouldn't be aware of until too late.
Dr. Calhoun, do you agree with this?
It's definitely the safer option to inject a substance of some sort. But, frankly, as far as it working, it's a guess.
An educated assumption.
No one knows the capabilities of this device. As you said before, this is unseen in the surgical community. The only 100% certain way to know it's not working is to remove it completely.
Then that's what we'll do.
Jason, isn't nearly certain good enough? I think it's good enough. Let's take a vote.
Jason. Dad, you know I have to do this, don't you? We don't have time to try this or that. We need to get rid of it.
Yeah, I know, but...
Look, these people can kill thousands, even hundreds of thousands, if they access the codes. If I have to die to make sure others don't, I'm willing to do that.
Oh, Jason.
Are you really sure about this?
My mind's made up. Oh. I'll sign whatever release I need to. Just get this thing out of my brain.
It's your decision, of course, but for the record, I think you're making a mistake. The odds of this ending poorly are high.
But you'll do it, right? And you too, Dr. Calhoun?
If you're absolutely certain that this is what you want.
I am. Dr. Rusk?
I'll participate as well, against my better judgment.
Then I'll schedule the OR. We'll operate in 30 minutes.
Great.
We'll see you in there.
You're an idiot.
Oh, thanks.
And I've never respected you more.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Jason, you're risking your life to protect people without even hesitation.
And it's not the first time.
I'm sorry, I didn't trust you.
Well, it kind of goes both ways. You risked your job for me, so I'm sorry I didn't trust you at first either.
What did you say, Whit? Character is shown one block at a time?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you're pretty much a pyramid, Jason.
Thanks.
We'll be praying, son. So much more than we do, more than the doctors, more than our enemies.
Yes,
you know the right answer in this situation, and we pray that you will guide our steps to get us to where you want us to be.
Please give us peace. Please give Dr. Calhoun and Dr. Rusk wisdom and steady hands. And God, please, please keep Jason safe.
Father, we know you're in control, even when everything feels so out of control. You know the whole picture, even when we can only see part of it.
Right.
We trust you. It's hard, but we trust you.
Agent One, I just received a call from Cobra Orange. Steps 1 through 4 are completed. We're only waiting for you to finish transmitting the codes.
We have a problem.
What is it now, Rusk?
They discovered the implant.
What? How?
I'm uncertain, but worse, they're going to remove it.
No, they can't. Convince them otherwise. We are so close.
I tried. They're going ahead with the surgery. We only have about 10 minutes before they start general anesthesia.
How could you mess this up so badly? The chairman will have our heads.
I was told you had a plan B in case...
This should not have been necessary.
I inserted the device. I got the fingerprints. I did everything that you asked me to do. I'll try to delay them enough that we can get the rest of the code.
And if that doesn't work?
I'll be in the surgery, and we'll make certain it's not removed. You're going to get what you want. I'll make sure of it.
So far, you haven't been so reliable. Do what you can. Meanwhile, I will have Sky set Plan D in motion.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, now we just wait, sit, pace?
I can pace with you if you'd like. That's one good thing about being on leave and having no responsibilities at all.
Oh, surely they'll reinstate you once the truth comes to light.
It's pending an investigation. But at least they gave me the benefit of the doubt and allowed the surgery to proceed.
Oh, that's good. Maybe not really. I don't even know anymore.
Oh, that's my phone. Oh,
is it Jason? Did he change his mind?
No, it's a text from Dr. Graham. She's doing her rounds, but she's going to meet up with us later.
So she knows about Jason and the operation?
Yes, yes, I filled her in.
What does she think about it?
Well, she's as worried as we are. Another text. No, it's a blocked number. Oh, no.
What is it?
The plans have changed. Get all the codes from Jason now, or a bomb will go off in 15 minutes.
A bomb?
No, wait a minute. Another message. It's somewhere in town, in a place where there are people you care about deeply.
Can we have the number traced?
No, we don't have time.
You really believe there's a bomb somewhere in town?
I do. Dervishi has technology no one else has. Clearly, this is a plan with a lot of money and power behind it. He's not going to stop now.
I need to evacuate Wits End.
Should we ask Jason for the codes? He's being anesthetized, but he still might be conscious enough.
No, he'd never give us the codes.
Even if it means endangering his friends?
Versus endangering the world? Yes. Hello, Renee. I need you to close the shop.
Couldn't we just make up the codes to stall them?
No, they'll know the amount of digits and likely have some of them already. There's no way to dupe them.
Wilson has a morning prayer group at the church right now. Do you think the bomb could be there?
Yeah, I'll call him too and have them all leave. I should probably contact the schools. Can you think of anywhere else it could be?
Oh, we have to think. The text said 15 minutes.
Wait, look at the sign behind you.
The hospital sign?
Yes, Odyssey Memorial Hospital, OMH.
From what Sky jotted down.
OMH 014.
014 could be the room number.
The zero floor would be the basement, but it's not for public access. We'll need to take a service elevator. Come on, this way.
How do you know this stuff?
Remember, I applied for a job here too, and picked up this little gem.
A key card?
You need one to get to the basement. Let's hope this one still works. Here. Yes!
Hurry, get in.
Dr. Rusk.
Yes?
The OR is ready and prepped for Jason's surgery.
Of course.
I've been paging you. I hoped to start 10 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, Joseph. I still don't feel right about this procedure. You're going to kill that man.
Not if I can get your help.
I could lose my license.
Jason is the one who's insisting on the operation. We're following the patient's wishes.
He may not even be thinking straight. Especially with the mind-altering device in his brain, I really believe we ought to postpone and consider other options.
I told him I would do this. If you can't, I understand. I'll do it myself.
No. I told you I would help, and I will do everything I can.
Room 14.
Yeah. To the left.
14, this is it. Oh, wow. Oh. That's a...
A bomb, and it's big enough to blow up the entire hospital.
Oh, my.
Oh, God help us. I've never seen one like this.
Is there an off switch? What are we going to do?
Oh, there has to be some way to open it.
I'm calling the bomb squad.
Oh, no.
What?
Connie, go up to security and tell them there's a bomb. They need to clear the building immediately.
But are you staying down? With?
Go!
Okay.
Did you notice the countdown screen?
Yes. 11 minutes to go.
In John 15, Jesus told his disciples, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Jason showed the ultimate love and that he was willing to lay down his life for his friends and even complete strangers. While you may never be in that position, there are plenty of other ways to show sacrificial love. You could do extra chores around the house, sit with that kid at school who doesn't have any friends, or take a plate of cookies to that lonely neighbor down the street. All of those things take a little bit of sacrifice, but in doing them, you'll be showing love to others, just as Jesus did for us when he laid down his life. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Daybreak was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gonneau and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.